Oh, that's right. We're right here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. And I have Anne Crawley with us this afternoon. She's got a very interesting program she's working on out at Leith, at the prisons out there. And Anne has been doing a lot of service work over your time. And you've worked, you actually were part of community initiatives and got that off the ground.
Yes.
With Dr. Bethel.
Yes, I did. I was part of that.
And you certainly, you and Dr. Bethel and all the people that have worked with that, certainly have come a long way, baby.
Yes, we have. But it's time to move on, and that's what I'm doing, I hope, with this giant step.
Exactly. Well, it sounds like a very interesting program. I wanted to bring that up because that shows that you've been working in the community in so many levels with community initiatives, and you've got a good feel. You've got your finger on the pulse of what's happening. And one of the things, since you work in drug and recovery programs, you noticed there was a need out there at Leith Correctional System. Am I correct on that?
Yes. Yes, it was very, very serendipitous. It was a happy surprise to realize that I could veer a little bit away from the alcohol and drug prevention, or, you know, bringing that message into the prison, and see that there was an associated need that I could do something with.
Now, you've had a grant to work with that, what, through community initiatives, but part of it was also, it was a young people, but it also was part for adults.
Yes, we were not doing anything with adults. This is our federal grant, and we're in our final year for this 10-year federal grant. And most of the time, we have done prevention work, prevention education for youth to show them they didn't have to do drugs and alcohol. But there are some of us, and I'm one of them, as you know, because I've been on this program before talking about it, that did do drugs and alcohol and had to go into recovery, and some of us are successful. I'm very lucky that I am a successful one. And I thought there's a lot of women in Leith that didn't have the opportunity to hear this message and do, you know, something with their lives when they get back out of Leith. And there was no other way, luckily for me to introduce this into Leith, except to take it in myself.
And now, how many women are out there at Leith?
I'm not sure of the actual number, but I know that it's over 500. But that is not crowded.
That's not crowded.
That is not crowded.
Okay. So, and you said the statistics on the number of women that actually end up at Leith is a lot of drug-related,
yes,
and alcohol-related incidents that cause them to end up in prison.
Yes, I've looked at the numbers for South Carolina, and one of the biggest reasons for crime activity is an addiction of some sort, and for women that is very high.
Absolutely. And so a lot of these women end up in prison with, they don't have any dry out time. They go from being, you were telling me, alcohol,
yes,
or drug addicted, and
mm-hmm,
they end up in prison.
Yes.
And there they stay.
And there they stay.
So, and women's sentences are, we have a lot that are in there for a good many years.
Yes. Unfortunately, that's true. I'm working with some women that have been there for months and will be getting out in months, but I also have women that have been there for quite a long time and have a long way to go.
Sure. I mean,
but we can all learn.
Yes. Well, I would say that they probably have the time to learn out there, too.
Yes, and luckily for me, they have the time to be my friend for longer.
That's true. That's true. Well, you've come up with a program out there, and this is unique to South Carolina.
I think it is, yes.
Okay. And what is the name of this program?
I'm calling it the Chrysalis Project. A chrysalis is the stage between a caterpillar and a butterfly and or moth, where they get down inside a little shell and change themselves from one thing into another. Their DNA does not change. They are still the same thing. They just are working the parts differently. So I came up with that name because what I'm doing is working with women who probably do have a problem with alcohol and or drugs, like me, We're not. You know, I don't say, oh, you didn't have a problem with drugs. Well, you can't be in this room. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yes.
So what I'm doing is showing women how we can change. And women are different from men. No kidding, you know.
The way well, you tell they the... seems to that they're trying to make it that there isn't a difference, but there is
correct.
A difference.
That
yes,
is, okay. That is correct. Yeah. And I can tell you that the women in Leith know that.
Okay. Know that there's a difference?
Know that they are treated the same, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
The men do something wrong in their prison, and guess what happens? So, you know, but we cannot fault SCDC for that. You know, they've got a big problem, and they can't say, well, we'll just treat everybody differently. Because,
sure.
You know, that's not going to work. So we deal with it.
So you deal with it. And, of course, you have this program going. Now, how long has this program been going on?
Huh. I forgot to write that down, didn't I? I would say about 7 months.
7 months.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break here in just a second, but what are the different parts of the program?
As it stands now, there are four separate programs in the project is the way I keep it separated. The first one is positive thinking. It's called I Can Try, but it's definitely positive thinking. Another part is self-esteem. And for women, this is a big problem. You don't have to be in prison to have a problem with self-esteem if you're a woman. The other one is anger management, and I found a curriculum specifically for women, only one in the state. And the fourth one is called Life in Recovery. It is basically for women who have a problem with drugs and alcohol, but at the same time, it's teaching the women how to deal with activities of daily living on the outside, like how do I get an apartment? You know, how do I get the power turned on? And we can thank one of the women in the program for this. She gave me the idea. I cannot mention her name,
sure.
But we all know who she is.
Okay. So these are the type of things that, and somebody that's been in prison for a long time may not even be up to speed on computers and cell phones and iPads,
definitely.
All these type of things.
That is correct. And me, the world's biggest idiot when it comes to IT skills.
Yes.
You know, Dr. Bethel laughs me out of the room every time I try to open a computer. They're asking me, but we're going to deal with this. We're going to handle that.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like a fascinating program. Sounds like something that is definitely needed for those that are getting ready to get out of prison. You need those life skills in order to be up to speed on
yes.
what's happening out there.
Absolutely.
And probably some of the things that they didn't have when they went in there, they're still lacking and still need.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
That's
going to be
correct.
Talking a lot about this. Hope you're going to stay right with us right here on WCRS. You know, I'm Ann Eller, and I'm here with Ann Crawley from her new program. We're going to be talking about it. It all has to do with women in prison. So let's see if we can find out some more about it. And if you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I am Ann Eller, and we are talking about the Chrysalis Project. And oh, you might say, I've heard that term before. Where have I heard that? Well, you know, when that turning into a, goes from a, what is it they're called?
Caterpillar.
A caterpillar into a butterfly or into a moth. There's a change there. Well, that's what we're talking about here. This is a program that is for women. It has been started by Ann Crawley, and she's here talking about it here today. You know, and I was just thinking about some of the specials that you see on TV, some of these reality TV. And I remember when... what's her name?
Nancy Grace.
Nancy Grace, but I was thinking about the case where she actually was
right.
in the prison, and she talked to the gals and what they wanted, what they needed, and this type of thing. Having been out there in the prisons, what do you think about the way they put it out there on the reality shows?
If you want to know what happens, what it is like inside a prison, do not watch reality TV.
Okay.
I mean, reality TV is out to make money for something.
Right.
But they prod the people. It doesn't matter whether it's Jersey Shore. I've been to the Jersey Shore, too. Or where it is. It's all a setup. It's not like that at all. Not at all.
So how do you feel when you're out there at the prison?
Feel safer than walking across the street in Greenwood.
I have never
felt nervous. I have never felt afraid. There was one time when I was told to go sit in the chair, sit down, and shut up and don't move. And, you know, wondered what the heck was going on. And as I was going over to my chair, I saw people on top of the roofs with shotguns. And I thought, holy cow, I'm in the middle of something here. I'm going to sit down and do what I'm told so I can find out what's going on. And it was a drill. But, you know, that's fine. But if you do what you're supposed to do as a visitor, if you do what you're supposed to do, there is nothing to worry about. In fact, you know, I love to go out there because they're my new friends. They're my friends. I enjoy talking with them.
And how was the reaction to you the first few times that you were out there going out, the women to you in the group? You started an AA group out there, correct?
Yeah, that was about 10 years ago. I was in a group of women that started AA out there. That was a lot different than what I am doing now. I'm actually going into one of the buildings. May I give a shout out?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Alexander, how you doing? Give yourselves a great big cheer. Stand up and cheer.
Okay.
Ah, come on. You can do better than that. Let them know. There you are.
Okay, we heard it. Okay, right here on the radio.
Right here on the radio.
Okay.
But I work with the women in Alexander. It's one of, I believe, five buildings out there, all named for streets in Greenwood, as a matter of fact.
How about that?
Yeah. So the women are there. I work, there's a room. Mm-hmm. Which is like the classroom, and I'm in that room. So the first few times that I was there, I felt accepted. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel trusted. But, you know, you have to build up trust with me, too.
Sure.
Nobody's unique there. The longer I went out, the more trusted I became. I let it be known to the women that I work with that what is said in the room and who says it in the room stays in the room, as far as I'm concerned. If it gets out, it wasn't me. So they learn to trust that, and they know now when we shut the door and we talk, they can say anything they want to, because it's going to help all of us. In fact, I learn more from them than I teach them.
Wow.
On a daily basis.
Now, what are some of their concerns? What are their concerns? I would think, you know, with this program that you're working with, there has to be things that they're really concerned about.
They're concerned about, are they going to be able to do it, especially the women that have been there a while? Are they going to be able to leave prison, even though they want to, but certain things have been done for them? And are they going to be able to do these things for themselves? And that's the basic part of my job, is to say, yes, you can. You can do it. You know, we're
things
women.
Like
we're strong.
What things like what?
Finding an apartment to live in. How do you find an apartment? You know, how do you get a job?
If you don't have any money.
Exactly. You know, who's out there to help me? How do I find that help? What if my family doesn't want me back? You know, I am able to give the message to women who do have a problem with drugs and alcohol and wish to stay in recovery. All they have to do is pick up the phone and call AA or NA, and they'll find a home.
So
that's everywhere. You can go to Outer Mongolia and find AA.
I think they are just about everywhere, aren't they?
They are everywhere.
Yeah. So as you started this program, the first part of the program, I understand, I can try?
Yes.
Is that kind of what we're talking about?
That's the short term. This program was developed by Marcus Scurry and myself. Marcus is a former employee of Community Initiatives who is no longer in the state. But when he and I were working together, we developed a program called JOBS, J-O-B-S, Just Overcome, Be Smart, which was to help people who have been incarcerated find work. Mm-hmm. They are the largest population of people in South Carolina who are trying hard to find jobs and not succeeding very well. So we started with this. And
they're not likely to get unemployment benefits,
no.
Are they? There you go. That's something you don't think about, right? Yeah, exactly.
So the first program was called Turning I Can't into I Can Try. If you take the apostrophe out of the can't and add R-Y, you get I Can Try. So the short form is I Can Try. But it's positive thinking. And, you know, positive thinking skills sometimes have to be taught. None of us are guaranteed a childhood that is absolutely beautiful, walk in the garden, being taught everything you need to know, being supported and loved and accepted, and, you know, just, you know, a lot of us, and I'm one of them, and I share that with the women, you know, have a childhood that isn't like that. So you grow up thinking negatively and having a very low self-esteem. So that's where we started.
I think a lot of women have that, even maybe more than men.
I think so.
Because of the structure, I realize all that's changing, but because of the structure, women did put themselves down a lot.
Mm-hmm. Told to. We're taught to.
Sure. And then, of course, you have, I guess, another part of this that would be particularly hard would be women that have children.
Mm-hmm.
And how they deal with the fact that they don't have their children with them, and if they are going to be joining back into the world, how do they fit with these children, I would think would be a big issue.
It is. It's one we talk about a lot. We talked about it today. How are we going to do that when we go back?
Sure.
And the message that I heard from the women in that particular group today was, I want to be better for my children. I want to be there for them. Many of the children call, so that there is some communication there. It depends on the family.
Sure.
As to whether they're going to be successful with that.
Still a very, very hard thing.
It is hard.
Very hard to deal with. So what other things do you deal with in the I Can Try part of the program?
Let me think now. It's a 10-week program. It's the shortest program.
Okay.
We talk about making decisions.
Okay.
Properly, making choices.
Okay.
Boundaries and barriers. What's the difference between a boundary and a barrier? Are you building a wall between yourself and other people, or are you appropriately putting up a fence and saying, I would prefer that you ask permission before you come through the gate?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one.
Do you have any data on success of the program so far, Anne?
No, it's too short of a time.
Yeah.
And I can't get any data from the people that leave. What I can get is before and after. After the program, especially the first part of it. Did you get what you wanted out of this program? If so, what was that? What did you learn? Tell me something that you didn't know that you do now that you're going to be using. The self-esteem and the anger management, this is the first time I'm doing that. That is not a 10-week program. That goes on. Because I'm
forever.
Forever. I love it. But no, because there's women that say, when is it going to be my turn? So... But the books are longer than 10 weeks, and so I don't want to give them short shrift. We do have other anger management programs out there. They are time limited, and they were developed for men. So this is the only one for women.
So it's a specialized program.
Yes.
What makes it different, anger management for men versus women?
Women get angry about different things than men do, and women treat anger differently than men do. We were just talking today about the combination of stress, self-esteem, and anger. If you're under stress, your anger goes up. It can cause anger. If you have low self-esteem, you don't handle anger very well. So, you know, women have to deal with that. We can get angry when somebody does something to our kids.
Mm-hmm.
For me, and this is something else that I say out there a lot, and I have this reputation in Greenwood, don't mess with my people. I'll get in your face.
Yeah.
So,
you have anger management issues?
I sure do.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right. Well, we are here with Ann Crawley. We're going to be talking more about the different aspects. You're also going to find out what the gals out there do at Leith Correctional System out there. So why don't you stay tuned? Hey, if you got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll join South Carolina News in progress.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Well, okay, Ann, where's that voice? Hey, we're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm Ann Eller here with Ann Crawley this afternoon. You know, one of the things that I would be curious is to know is what are the women interested in as far as being out there in prison, and what is their scope of what they're involved or would like to be involved in?
You mean once they leave prison?
Or while they're in prison? Sure.
I don't think they have very much free time. I have never seen a busier place than Leith. Everybody works. Everybody works. I am serious. Everybody has a job. Your job may be teaching someone else to crochet at this particular moment.
Okay.
Or your job may be tutoring in the education. You know, they lost their school, and the Board of Education, or whatever it was, closed down their school district, which was called the Palmetto School District. They don't have a principal. So they are carrying on the school with the inmates doing the teaching, which is absolutely wonderful.
How about that?
Yeah, I used to tutor up there in English, and I'm going to get back into that as soon as they, you know, tell me that it's okay to do that.
Right.
But they're interested in lots of things. There's a lot of reading. A lot of very good books are being read out there. I have the Leith Literary Guild, and we get together once a week and read books and talk about them. And the programs that they do out there seem to interest them. A lot of women seem to be interested in making themselves better, helping themselves to get better, doing better time in prison, working better when they get out. But I know, because I've heard stories and I've seen them briefly doing the benefit bank work that I do out there, that there seems to be a small population of women at Leith, like there is in every other women's prison, of women who are more interested in causing trouble for themselves, mostly.
Sure.
But they haven't learned yet. They're still young. They haven't learned.
Well, I mean, are those people that the ones that quote cause the trouble? Are those ones that are in your group?
No.
Or no?
No, you have to earn your way into Alexander, and earn your way into the Character Arts program, which is the women that I am working with, and you do that by showing everyone, your caseworkers, the teachers, the administration, the corrections officers, that you are interested in not doing what got you there in the first place. And, you know, what I like to say to my groups is that they had better learn not to do what they did to get them here in the first place, because if I see them coming back in, I'm going to smack them good and hard.
Okay.
Like they're one of my kids,
yeah.
You know, actually, after I hug them, which you're not allowed to do, by the way. No touching.
No touching. Okay. Mm. That has to be tough.
It is. It's really
serious.
Tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would not be able to do it. I would be in a vest every day. Now, you get a vest, apparently, for small infractions.
Okay.
You know, and you never know what that infraction is.
What the infraction is.
Right.
You, put on the vest.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Larger infractions, the girls call it, the women call it going to jail. I call it going down the road. Some people say down the yellow brick road.
Okay.
But you don't get into trouble. You do what you're supposed to do. You go the extra mile. You seem to be helping the others. You know, there was a person who was new there today who not only left the building when she wasn't supposed to because the yard was closed, she walked across the grass. Two big no-nos. She didn't know. And I said, listen, you guys, help her. She's a newbie. You remember what it was like when you were new. So, but, you know, they have to tell me all the time. You know,
are they going to put the vest on you?
Just about. You know, but I have to be told.
Right.
And, you know, I learned that even visitors can break the rules. I haven't. Thank goodness I haven't done that yet. Okay. But somebody else broke a rule, and now we're not allowed visitors are not allowed. You know, visitors like me and others like me that provide programming and are there almost on a daily basis and known to the staff.
Right.
Cannot walk across the yard by myself. I now have to be accompanied by someone in uniform or a staff member. And it was because another person who was providing programming went where she was not supposed to be and didn't tell anybody where she was going.
Wow.
That's a big no-no.
Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah.
Well, one of the other programs, we talked a little bit about the anger management, but improving self-esteem in women.
Yes, definitely.
That's another part that you work with.
Yes. I was one of these. I was told when I was young by my mother as I was growing up that I didn't know what I was doing. What makes you think you can do that? Well, that's wrong. You know, if I'd say white, she'd say black, and we'd argue.
Right.
You know.
But isn't that just part of growing up, Anne?
It is, but there is also a larger part of it where it never stops, and you never get the positive reinforcement. I had a sister and a brother. The brother got everything because he was the boy. And this, I know you said it was changing, and it is.
Right.
But it used to be that the boys were better than the girls.
Sure.
And so, you know, you grow up with that, and then you get into relationships, and you're treated badly, and relationship after relationship, and you think that's the way it's going to be, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But it isn't, and it took me all of these years, and I was here when the dinosaurs left.
Okay.
It took me
You're not quite that old, Anne.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
It took me a long time to learn that that was not really so. So I thought, well, let me teach what I have learned. That's all we can do is teach our own experience, strength, and hope to others.
Right.
Also, being in recovery, I know that in order to keep it, I have to give it away. So I'm giving away what I have in order to make it stronger in myself. So that's self-esteem.
Sure.
And you can build it. Your core worth is just the same as everybody else's. But you have to be shown that that's true. And that if you make a mistake, it doesn't mean that you are bad. It means that you made a mistake. During the break, you and I were talking about people saying I'm sorry or not saying I'm sorry,
right,
and
exactly.
Not telling you when they haven't done it what they were supposed to do. Well, this is part of self-esteem, being able to say, whoops,
yep,
I did it.
Yep. Owning up to it, not just putting it under the rug. And
exactly.
When somebody else finds out, it's worse than if you just owned up to it to begin with.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So you've been at this now for 7 months, roughly.
Yes.
And have you had women that were in the program leave the program, meaning they got out of jail?
Not yet. Working on it. I have three group members going up for parole this month.
Okay.
So I'm crossing my fingers.
Okay. So these women could be up for parole and be ready
and
to
be released. And that means I'm going to have to scramble because I have to make sure that I feel secure that they have a good plan and they have a backup. We talked today in one of the programs about Plan B. If Plan A isn't going to work, better have a Plan B. And as someone sitting at the other end of the table said, and a Plan C and a Plan D, and I said, and yes, how many letters are there in the alphabet? But seriously, I want to be able to teach them to get back up, bounce back up.
Well, it has to be scary walking through that door.
Yes.
I mean, even if you want, of course, you want out and you want your life back and everything else, but to walk out that door, it has to be scary to see whether there is going to be any support out there for you or whether there isn't going to be any support out there
right.
for you. Either way, it's got to be scary. Hey, I'm Ann Eller talking to Ann Crawley about the Chrysalis program that is going on at the Leith Prison right here. This is a program for women. Very interesting. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more. And hey, we might be able to use some help if you've got some extra books and yarn and a few extra things. You may want to participate. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We'll be back after the break.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. Right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery in my studio in the back. That's right. Hey, gold has gone up today. If you've got gold to sell, you better come see us. Take advantage of the high price. That's right. We're higher than we've been in a while, so come and take advantage of it. But we're talking this afternoon with Ann Crawley, and she has developed a new program that's being used right here at Leith Prison. And I know that you said coming up this fall, you will be using up the last of a grant that you had.
That's correct. We have a grant, the Drug-Free Community Support Grant from the Office of National Drug Policy Development that's in the White House. And we can only have it for 10 years. This is the 10th year. And I'm writing a grant right now for the Greenwood County Community Foundation to see if I can get some funding there. And I have
and
some other
things. This is for a new project.
For this project
right here
specifically. The Chrysalis Project is one half of a bigger project called JOBS, Just Overcome, Be Smart, where we're also going to be working in the community through community initiatives with people who have been incarcerated and are looking for work. It's a very big unserved population. It's hard for anybody to get a job, but if you have a criminal record, it's even harder. Mm-hmm. So we're working with this population. This is how I became interested in the first place, Anne.
Sure.
So that's what we're going to be doing. And I'm looking to look other places that I really don't want to talk about over the air.
Sure.
Just
but
yet. But yeah, we're going to continue on.
You'll need to find other grants to be
able
to keep this program and other programs like this going. Now, what would be the ultimate desire, since you just started this program here in Greenwood? What would you like to see this program grow to?
The dream, the vision, would be to have a program like this, a volunteer program where SCDC would not have to pay for it, mm-hmm. because they are very low on funding, as we all are, in every women's prison in the state. I can't speak for the men because I don't know what they have or what they would have, but I would like to see this in every prison in the state, women's prison. I know that probably will not happen in my lifetime, mm-hmm. so my mission, which I can do, is to see that every woman that I work with at Leith walks out of Leith with more knowledge and feels more secure about walking out into the big world,
sure.
than she had if she had not been in my program.
Well, I think those are good goals, and I would mm-hmm. think that those would be obtainable goals. Now, just for the record, what does somebody that leaves the prison, when a woman is able to leave the prison, how do they leave the prison?
I'm going to give you what I think I have seen, mm-hmm. rather than this is my knowledge.
Okay.
But I know that now everybody walks out having been given the opportunity to apply for food stamps, because I do that.
Okay.
So I know that part.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they get clothing. There is a place there. They have donations of clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot leave the prison with anything that was given to you by the prison. If you bought your underwear from the prison, you can walk out in it. If you did not, good luck. Hopefully there's a bra that fits you, you know, up front. But that is it. And also, no one leaves Leith without a place to go.
Okay.
They make sure that everyone has a place to go. Heather Green, who runs the Character Arts program, told me once that only twice, in her knowledge, has anyone left Leith and went out on the street, and that was their choice.
Okay.
So everyone has a place to go, either it's with family or a friend or a halfway house or a rehabilitation center or a post-release program or something.
Something. Hmm.
And if you are put on a bus to go to a hub like Greenville or Columbia where you're going to be picked up, you are given food. You are given a meal.
Wow. Okay. All right. But, you know, you've started this, the crocheting. I'm very interested in that. They crochet and they do all kinds of projects for the community.
Yes, they do.
I mean, and these women are turning out crochet projects.
You wouldn't believe it.
Luckily, what are they doing?
Luckily, I've got a Highlander because I'm frequently asked to take things places. How do they do it? They work very hard. They work very hard at it. And, you know, this is hand-eye coordination, the old English teacher talking here. Hand-eye coordination, it helps problem-solving skills. It helps helps to learn how to finish a project on your own. It helps you to learn how to work in a group. You learn how to take direction. You learn how to give direction. And at the same time, you're completing projects, afghans, sweaters for children, toys, stuffed toys. They are cute stuffed toys.
Mm-hmm.
Scarves. Hats of all sizes, and they're given to the homeless shelter, the food bank, not the food bank, the soup kitchen. We distribute them through community initiatives to at-risk children.
Sure.
You know, they go all over the place.
That was terrific.
Guardian ad litem, that kind, yeah. That,
so. Now, but there's a problem.
We've got, what is it, ladies? You're going to have to help me here. Scream loud so I can hear you. About 40 women crocheting. Fast. I've seen them. My fingers don't work that fast.
Yeah, are you telling me they're running through yarn really quick?
They are running through yarn faster than it can be woven.
Okay.
And my funding doesn't...
They need some sheep out there. They need some sheep out there.
They do, because they're always having to cut the grass, too.
There you
go. So that would
help.
Yeah. But you're not allowed to leave things on the grass, so the sheep would have a lot of trouble at Leith. They'd keep wearing vests.
Okay.
Anyhow, my funding does not buy yarn, nor does it buy books. I have been buying the books for the women to read on Social Security. I can't do that anymore.
Sure.
So I need a little help here. We take, this is the Character Arts program. We'll take donations of yarn or money to buy yarn, and you can give it to me, and I will give it to Heather Green.
Mm-hmm.
If you have yarn left over, and I am a member of this club, listeners, lady listeners, I have a T-shirt that says so. The one who dies with the most yarn under her bed wins. I have that T-shirt.
Okay.
So if you're one of my club members and you have a lot of yarn you don't know what to do with and you don't feel like making a crazy quilt afghan, bring it to Sharp Facets and put it in the box, and I will come and collect it and take it out to Leith.
Sure.
If you have books that you're not reading that are not, it can't be true crime books.
Can't be true crime books, okay.
Yeah, they're afraid of that they would be turned into how-tos.
Okay.
So
I like
we
that.
Don't
That's
do that.
A good one. Okay.
Because I had a few that I was going to take out. But, for example, one of the women that I am working with has read The Cabin. Is that the name of it?
I don't know.
Yes.
The Cabin?
The Shack. Okay. The Shack. Okay. And the author of The Shack has written The Crossroads, and she would like to have that book if anyone has it.
Okay.
There's another woman that likes...
they read a lot of nonfiction, don't they?
They read a lot of nonfiction, a lot of good fiction.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. I've got some women reading historical fiction of real characters, like Alison Weir's books on Eleanor of Aquitaine and that kind of thing.
Very cool.
If you have old books that you don't know what to do with, send them out to me. Please see that if they can be paperback.
Okay.
Because hard copy books are sometimes difficult to get through.
Okay. All right.
And if you want to donate money so that I can do this, I'll tell you where to send it if it's okay with Anne.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Yep, go ahead.
Please send it to CI, that stands for Community Initiatives, and who wants to spell that? CI Prison Program, Post Office Box 1135, Greenwood 29648. That's the downtown post office. It's still open.
Right.
Hopefully
it'll stay open.
It'll stay open.
Right.
But anything that you can do to help us, we would greatly appreciate it. Any color of yarn.
Any color. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
If you just have a little bit left or you have a lot left, you would gladly take it.
Absolutely.
Now, Anne, if somebody wanted to call you after listening to this program and maybe has some questions or would be interested in helping you, but they'd like to talk to you, what would be a telephone number?
I'm going to give you the Community Initiatives office phone number.
Okay.
That is 223-7472.
Okay.
223-7472. If I'm not there, leave a message.
And you'll call them back.
Beep.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, listen, you know, I think it's terrific that they do these good projects for the community. They certainly are learning how to get themselves ready to get on with the next stage of their life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I am having a ball doing it.
Well, I think that's terrific. I'm glad you found your niche, shall
my
we say.
My what to do in my old age?
Yeah,
yes,
what to do. So give Anne a call if you have some questions or you want some more information, 223-7472. That is at Community Initiatives. If you would like to bring some yarn by here or some good books for the gals to read out there, that would be a terrific thing to do. You can drop them off right here at Sharp Facets. You know, we're always here, 10 to 6, Monday through Friday. Saturdays from 10 until 2. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. And thanks so much for coming out to talk to us.
Thank you very much for having me. And the women, thank you too.
All right. Well, thank you. And tell them thank you for listening out there. All right. That's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, everybody.